Here.
Mrs. Sutton?
Here.
Mrs. McRobert?
Here.
Mrs. Video?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mrs. Sutton?
Report number A, General Administration.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations from the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on June 26, 2025, July 1st, 2nd, 7th, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of 2025. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee of the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held July 21st, 2025, and the Code of Conduct public hearing minutes. Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
I have none this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? Old business, general administration. New business, home number one.
This is a capital project construction update. I've got Jessica Miller and Kevin Kroger from CNS Construction here just to give the board a brief update as to where we stand currently within that capital project. Uh-oh, it looks like they're fighting who's going to go up first.
Reporting was so carried.
Like you do all the time.
I'm super nice. How are you? Thank you for your time. We'll try to keep it brief, considering how hot it is outside. We just want to go through a very quick update. Obviously, the summer is surprisingly almost over. Students will be coming back soon. So, with that in mind, we've got three major areas of work going on right now down in the create room. At this point, we've basically done all of our demolition. We're starting to frame out new walls and remove skylight, infill, all that good stuff. So we're pretty much through demo. We're starting the rebuild process now. That's still on track to be completed around November. At the dome, we have progressed some of the interior work this summer. We've torn down the storage rooms that were previously in the west end of the dome interior. We are hopefully on Monday starting to frame out the new gang cell bathrooms that are going to be installed in there. We've done an entire plumbing system upgrade this summer. Basically, all new water and gas lines have gone in. New water heaters were installed. They should be started up by the end of the month. We are just finishing up installing four new sewage injector pumps. We have quite a bit of exterior work. Unfortunately, that's the one spot we have not progressed as quickly as we'd like to this summer. We've had an ongoing issue with getting subcontractors on site. We have started demolition of the north stair tower. That's going to get a new roof and get some repointing and on the brick. And that will hopefully be done in the next month or so, maybe a little bit longer. We do have stone fascia on the gutter around the roof starting to be removed next week. We will have concrete abutment restoration start as soon as we can get a mason here. Then we have some gutter relining and some roof sealant work to do. Those will be coming up once again as soon as we can actually get the labor here. So the good news is none of that work impacts the overall project schedule, so overall we're still right on track. Second to last piece, we do have a new concrete pad and asphalt walk over at the south end of the grandstand. We will have a new ramp being landed, it sounds like the week of October 13th, they're going to be coming to install it, so you'll see that coming in a couple months. And then the last piece, we broke ground for the new bus garage down the road on July 24th, that's coming along really nicely. We're actually almost completely out of the ground with the main building foundations at this point, so. Anything else that I missed? You will see a couple change orders listed here. One of them is, I'll say they're not up for approval this month. They will be on the agenda for next month's meeting. One of them is that roof sealant credit we discussed when we originally adopted the project budget. That's coming back from our general contractor for the work removed from scope. The other is some additional insurance requirements that weren't carried in the base cost from one of our equipment suppliers. So, as I said, those will be on the agenda next month.
Any questions for Jessica and Kelly?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Report number two.
This is the co-curricular activities treasurer quarterly report. No action necessary. Information only.
Any questions on this? Report number three.
This is internal claims auditor quarterly report. Again, no action necessary. Information only.
Any questions? Report four.
This is the board approval of contract with Melinda Mindy Bixby. And this contract covers July 1st through August 30th of this summer. Having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with Melinda Bixby as submitted this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckey?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Aye. Mrs. Hassani? Aye. Mr. Johnson? Aye. Mr. Law? Aye. Report number five.
This is board approval of contract with Jessica Anderson. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with Jessica Anderson as submitted this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Please call the roll. Mrs.
Luckey? Aye.
This is the final review and adoption of Augsburg City School District policies 4321.07, 4321.06, 4321.05, 4321.04, 4321.03, 4321.02, 4321.01, 4321.08, and 4321. And having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the adoption of those policies as presented this 13th day, August 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Hassani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lavoe?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckey?
Aye.
Seven.
This is the first read and discussion of Augsburg City School District policies 4322, 4326, 4326E.2, 4531, 4532, 4710, 4750, 4821, 4850, 4321.09, 4321.10, 4321.12, and 4321.13. No action necessary, just first read. So report 8 is the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District, authorizing a proposition to be presented to voters at a special meeting held on October 21st, 2025. This is our EPC energy proficiency contract that we're working with Day Automation. The vote allows us to secure an additional 10% on top of what is allotted to us. And that money does not come out of general fund. It is bonded and then reimbursed over a 15-year period. So it's to upgrade all of our facilities with energy-efficient LED lighting across the board, from interior as well as exterior on our fields behind us and our turf field as well. So I will read the resolution.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How will that information be relayed to the public?
Yes, I'm acting in a video soon to be released that will give information on that, as well as a postcard that will go out detailing all the particulars of it, how there's no additional cost to the taxpayer, and my mic just went off, how there's no additional cost to the taxpayers, and that it's to improve the district's ability to curb the increasing cost of utilities as they relate to lighting.
So, excellent.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is there any way we can get lighting on the flag out here?
Out here? Absolutely, and this keeps going on.
I keep asking for that. Is there a way? Well, I was just didn't know what the timing of them doing other lighting up there.
No, I think when we start to look at it and we start to really pencil in the details of it, they're going to try to work in conjunction with our current project. So if they tear down a ceiling and the fixtures, that they go in and replace the lights with the LED lighting as opposed to having to do it again. So we're going to coordinate it with our current project. But if there is an area that we see down the road that we definitely want lighting on, I don't see that as a problem at all. Not a problem at all. We're going to improve the lighting out here too on the flagpole as well. So,
Thank you.
Then have the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby authorized a proposition to be presented to voters at a special meeting to be held on October 21st, 2025, this 13th day of August, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
This is the special education end of year report for 24-25. Again, no action necessary. Just meant to give the board commissioners an update to classrooms and number of students that we service this year. And if there's any questions, I can certainly try to answer them.
I don't have any questions, but it was a well-written report. A lot of work has gone into
this.
On the last page, on page 12, where the special funds and grants apply for, back in 2014-15, there was a large amount. Now in our school year, 25-26, is that because there's no grants or money available to apply for?
There are many grants to apply for the services of special ed. 611 and the 619 grant we've gotten just about every year, but the amount of money given to us has gone down year after year. So it's monies that are not as hearty as they were back in the day when they were first introduced.
I don't want people to get confused. It's actually two grants there. It's actually two grants.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
One is for 476, and the other one is for the 15. So that's not showing it dropping from a 482 down to 15,000.
So yeah.
It's actually two grants.
It's two separate grants. The 611 grant, which totals for 25-26, 476,000, and then the 619 grant that totals 15,567. There's a portion of those grants that we have to earmark for. The district is on a list for the suspension of students with disabilities and the discrepancy between gen ed and students with disabilities. So we've been working on that. We're also now on a list for, we're on two lists. We just got notification we'll be reporting out soon for the graduation rate for students with disabilities, as well as the performance on ELA and mathematics for students with disabilities. Not unheard of. We've been on them many times before, but a portion of that money has to be earmarked towards those areas. So it doesn't go into the general budget. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caleb. For
any other questions or comments? Okay, report to number 10.
This is the 2025-2026 disbursement of federal and state funds. That having the recommendation of the Board of Education, Kevin K. Kendall is hereby authorized to allocate the federal and state grant funds allotted to the Augsburg City School District for the 2025-2026 school year on this 13th day of August, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved. Second. Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessan?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This is the real property tax installment payment. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby establish equal installments for the collection of real property tax payments due October 3rd, 2025, November 7th, 2025, January 2nd, 2026, and the 2025-2026 school year, this 13th day of August, 2025.
Let me add before we vote, just so the board gave the district permission to help out our community, instead of having it in two installments, two equal installments, we're spreading it out over three equal installments, which should help our community and make those payments a little lower for them. So that's why you see three different payment dates. So I just wanted to make sure that's a change to what we've normally done. So.
Is it recommended action?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lawson?
Aye.
Mr. Lawson?
Aye.
Mrs. Musk?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Keough? Aye. Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number 12.
There is a change to this one. I printed off new copies for you that you should all have. This one is the resolution to confirm tax rolls and authorize tax levy. Whereas the Board of Education has been authorized by the district voters at the annual school meeting to raise the necessary funds for the general fund budget of the 2025-2026 school year, whereas the school district administration has determined that a tax levy in the amount of $10,862,259 is required to fund the 2025-2026 general fund budget. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Education fixes the equalized tax rates by cities and towns and confirms the extensions of the taxes as they appear on the attached tax roll, and be it hereby directed that the tax warrant of this board duly signed shall be affixed to the above described tax rolls authorizing the collection of said taxes to begin September 1st, 2025 and end January 2nd, 2026, giving the warrant an effective period of 126 days, at the expiration of which time the tax collector shall make an accounting in writing to the board. And it is further directed that delinquent tax penalties shall be affixed as follows. First month free period, second month interest of 2% added, third month interest of 3% added, fourth month interest of 4% added on this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there recommended action? So moved.
Second.
And I also want to make note and mention that the levy, the tax rate has dropped again. From 22 and change, we're now down to 21 and change. So we're at about the, if I'm not mistaken, I reported back, we're about at the same rate we were paying in 2013. So it's a good thing. I mean, so that's positive.
Okay, please call the roll.
This is the 2025-2026 tax warrant. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, whereas Chapter 73 of Laws of 1977 amended Section 1318, Subdivision 1 of the Real Property Tax Law, and whereas the unencumbered unreserved fund balance at the close of last fiscal year must be applied in determining the amount of the school tax levy for an amount to not exceed 4% of the current school year budget, and whereas this latter amount may be held as surplus funds during the current school year, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education retain as surplus funds $10,133,941 from the appropriated fund balance of $1,353,877, thereby applying $4,237,260 to the reduction of the 2025-2026 tax levy, and the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the attached tax warrant of collection by tax collector this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckett?
Aye.
Mr.
Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Keough?
Aye. Mr.
Sutton? Aye.
Mr. Sonny?
Aye.
And there's, Mario, there's a form that the whole board has to sign at the end. Okay, just want to let you know. Just a reminder.
Okay, report 14.
This is acceptance of donation. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools that the donation made to the Augsburg City School District be accepted for the 2025-2026 school year on this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there recommended action?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Lockhart?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckett?
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Keough?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Musson?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lowell?
Aye. Report 15.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, and the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 13th day of August 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call.
Mrs. Luffy?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Theo?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Nastani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lawton?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion to approve items B1 through B6 on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Please call.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Theo?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lawton?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any other business to be brought before the board? Including comments by our student graduate. citizens, board members, administration.
Next Board of Education meeting right here, Monday, September 22nd, 2025, 6 p.m.
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session. All in favor? Meeting is adjourned.